Hello, welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 10th March 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. Facebook, this week's news, Facebook lets more of us switch off political ads. Last year, Facebook allowed users in the US to switch off political ads as the country approached their pivotal elections. The function doesn't actually let you completely switch off political ads, although they say you can switch it off, but instead they have a button that tells Facebook that you want to see fewer ads about this topic. So let's say if you see a political ad on Facebook and then you click that three button on the side, and then you can say you can see fewer ads of this topic. And eventually, as it keeps going on, you do have to actively do this the first couple of times, then eventually you will start to see less and less of political ads. Now Facebook is expanding this feature to more countries around the world. Hopefully it gets to us by the time we hit our elections, which should be next year. It doesn't mean that political ads cannot run on Facebook, right? It's just that people can choose not to see or see less of them, which ultimately means that political ads will tend to be less effective. Personally, I would like to have a harsher approach to political ads because usually the incumbent political parties have more resources because they are the incumbent, so they are technically richer, and they have more resources to spend on lavish and strong ad campaigns, which makes it harder for oppositions to mount a similar effort on Facebook ads. So removing Facebook ads from their arsenal kind of levels out the playing field a little bit more. But after what happened with ex-president Trump, after being banned from multiple social media channels, I also see that driving them away from mainstream media only takes them underground, because the efforts will still be there. At least when they're above ground, we can see what's going on, what are they doing. Although we kind of like, you know, block them on a lesser scale, so they get frustrated and all that. But at the same time, the channel that they're using is still the main channel, so we can see what is it they're doing. At this point now, God knows what kind of hate Trump is rallying behind the curtains. We can't even see it anymore. He's gone on to the emails. And because of that, we don't know until it may be too late. So this can work. This can be true for other political parties that are pushed out of the mainstream media and are forced to go underground. They will do the same thing. They may do the same thing that Trump is doing right now, which is technically not good for all of us anyway. Twitter tests undo send function. For the longest time, Twitter users have been asking for an option to unsend or edit tweets that contain typo errors. But the social media company would have none of that. Their fear was that many would edit certain content after they have gained traction to spread controversial and inaccurate information. For example, the classic one would be, let's say if I send out a series of tweets that talk about topic A, maybe something about WandaVision, right? And then everybody talks about it, there is a lot of retweets, a lot of reshares, a lot of people contribute to the conversation. And then all of a sudden, halfway through, I go back to that tweet and I change the content of the tweet to something very controversial. And after it having already had gained a lot of popularity and traction, all of a sudden the topic has changed. And that is not good, because that is how misinformation spreads. So Twitter has been very reluctant to enable these kinds of functions. But it is also true that there are a lot of people who send tweets from their mobile devices, and then, you know, once it sends out, they realize that there's a grammatical error, they have typo errors, and they just want to fix things like that. Very honest fixes. So now, just last week, elite reverse engineer Jane Manchin Wong noticed an undo timer being tested by Twitter. It's not out for everyone yet, but they are testing it, which means that it's in the pipeline. Once your tweet has gone out, a button with a countdown appears that will allow you to undo that tweet. You have about 5 seconds to do this. So the countdown timer runs across the bar itself. If you hit the button within that 5 seconds, you can recall the tweet and undo that tweet. After 5 seconds is done, it goes out, and then you can't change it. So the question here is that, is 5 seconds enough to proofread what you have written now that the character limit is longer than 140 characters? But I guess Twitter will fine-tune the duration. At the end of the day, the option to undo send opens up possibilities to proofread our own tweets before we send it out, which is good. Instagram explores option to hide likes. Whether it was the intentional test that happened a few years ago or the accidental test that happened last week, Instagrammers are polarized in the topic of hiding post likes. Post likes on Instagram started off as a way to show support for your friends' content, but quickly turned into an obsession for popularity. There are many who have been seeking social validation through post likes who do not agree with Instagram's idea of removing this function. It's like taking cocaine away from addicts. They are addicted to post likes. But for the rest of us, we use Instagram to keep updated with our friends and families. Some of us also use Instagram as a photo album for themselves to reminisce occasionally. I mean, I use it as my own personal photo album, and sometimes I go back to it, and certain posts mark certain milestones in my life, and it brings back memories. So for us, likes don't really matter, right? Instagram is, right now, thinking of letting users choose whether or not they want to remove likes from their account. So we can choose. Those who want to keep their likes, keep their likes. Those who want to remove, can remove our likes. So if they do this, would you remove or keep your likes? I know I will probably remove my likes because, number one, I don't get a lot of likes anyway, so it's not something I'm proud of. Number two, I post Instagram for myself to see. I post on Instagram for myself to see, so it kind of serves as a photo album. So likes are not that important. So yeah, no likes for me. Instagram tests out auto captions for stories. It's finally here, but it's not here yet. Instagram finally added a sticker that automatically transcribes what we say in stories into captions. This is a function we've all been waiting for, but not just for Instagram, everywhere else as well, right? We create a lot of content, and people sometimes consume content without the audio, and it would be nice and to have an auto transcriber to do the captioning for us. It's not here yet because it's still in very early stages of testing and it's only available to internal users. Furthermore, auto captions have always been a struggle for people whose English is not their first language. A lot of us, well, that kind of covers like majority of people in the world. I have been testing auto captioning on multiple platforms to transcribe my podcast. So far, the best is actually a paid app called Descript. I think it's $19 per month, and it's amazing. It gets most of it right. Even Google and Apple can't seem to get this right. And I consider my pronunciation of English fairly accurate compared to those non-native speakers out there. So it is nice that they are rolling this out, but the bigger problem is not to have an auto-captioning function. The bigger problem is the accuracy of auto-captioning and the ability to edit captions that are not accurate. Like when you auto-caption, can we look at the transcription and make edits to make it more accurate? I know that Apple's Clips can't do that, so that is an issue. That's why I don't use Apple Clips. In any case, get ready to enjoy some soar high captionings on stories once it rolls out to everyone. Twitter advertisers can now control who reply to your promoted tweets. Keyboard warriors, be gone! Last August, Twitter released an awesome function that lets users control who can reply to their tweets. With this control, people can choose to either let everyone, people they follow, or just people they tag to join in their conversations, which is pretty cool. They can see, but you can't join into their conversations if the Twitter controls that. Now, they're expanding this to promoted tweets as well. This is a good option for advertisers who have had their promotions hijacked by parasites who love to advertise their products and services on promoted tweets. There are people who do that. So these are the people who, let's say, for example, you have a promoted tweet which you pay money for that sells product A, right? And then the hijackers will come in, the parasites will come in, and then they will comment on it and say, hey, my product is cheaper. This guy sucks. My product is cheaper. But when in fact it doesn't. But they just want to hijack your tweet. And then you have also have trolls who just love to complain about your stuff. It could be a competitor or something, and that don't know how else to compete with you but to say bad things about you. And then you also have unwanted negative people as well. Hold on, let me just turn off the sound to this thing. Right. Then it also, this is where it gets a bit interesting. It also opens up a more focused promoted thread between a few people to discuss a topic without being hijacked by public. For example, if you have three very well-known people who have a conversation, talks about stuff, and people can read about their conversations, and you can promote this conversation out for everybody to read, but it remains a clean conversation because it's not being bombarded or being hijacked by other people who are not part of the conversation. So this way, tweets that are promoted, right, need not only be about selling something or a product or a service. It can be a promotion of discussion between two people. Like, for example, if Bill Gates and Elon Musk has a conversation in Twitter, they run a promotion, everybody can read it. It's just a conversation between the two of them. Brilliant. Good move, Twitter. I think what you guys are doing is good. There are a lot of transformation going on in Twitter. There's a lot of evolution going on in Twitter, and I love the flow. Just keep it up and you guys can be one of the top social media, or be like a very progressive social media platform again. That's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and I post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. I haven't been doing that in a while, but I will get back to it. I'm quite busy. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 10th March 2021. My name is Sean. Stay safe. See you next week. Bye-bye.